Some people are asking, what the hell just happened at the Paris Olympics? And the answer is in the question. Hell is what just happened at the Paris Olympics. For those of you that do not know, and most of you do because you've been seeing it on the news, there was a mockery of the Last Supper that was done by various people that supposedly or apparently were trans. Now, I did not watch it, nor do I want to. I do not know much details about it. Honestly, I do not even want to. My time is so precious, I do not want to waste my time by watching and learning much about such filth. I'd rather just hear about it from other news places, but it's all pretty much going in the same direction. Now, one thing that should make us sad is the reason why they did that in the first place. The reason why they did that is because they know that we most likely will do nothing and that we will not respond. Because would they have done this to the Jewish population, to their Jewish audience? Would they have made fun of Islam? Would they have made fun of trans people? No, because those people would have raised an uproar, and they're in a certain sense respectfully afraid of those people. Whereas for us as Catholic Christians, we're just sometimes, unfortunately, in the worst sense of it, dumb sheep. And we shouldn't be. So the question becomes, now that this has happened, how should we respond? Three things. Number one, through prayer. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. We need to go, I think, to Fatima. They give us an amazing prayer of reparation that is unbelievably powerful, and at that time was taught from the guardian angel of Portugal to the three children for the same types of reason, and it's the pardon prayer. In fact, I'm going to ask you to pray with me right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you, and I ask pardon for all those that do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. This prayer should be on our hearts and on our lips often during this time. Number two, we should boycott the Paris Olympics, as my title suggests. Again, imagine if this had been done to the Jewish people, to the Muslims, to the trans. Every single athlete, every single person would absolutely boycott it from now till the end of time, without even thinking about it. Now, it makes me sad, obviously, for those athletes that have gone and trained so hard and they want to represent our country. But I'm sure there's a few athletes of faith that are wondering, do I really want to be here? As an athlete, I don't know if I would feel safe, spiritually speaking, because essentially what they have done is turned the entire ceremony into like a demonic liturgy. Number three, I want to challenge you to go to every single Catholic social media influencer or any influencer of goodwill and challenge them to make a video speaking out against this. Now, I've seen several Capturing Christianity, Dr. Taylor Marshall, Bishop Barron, most notably, along with several others. But this is the reason why we have these channels, why God has given us this platform, why we have our voices. We must stop worshiping the God of safety and security by giving him offerings of silence, because that is what Catholics do. We want safety and security in this life, and Jesus Christ is a God who was crucified, so he never, ever offer that to us. In fact, he warned us that following him would be dangerous. And by us being silent, we are worshiping the God of safety and security. And that God, let me suggest to you, is a demon. As Catholics, we need to stop wanting to be safe. Instead, we should want heaven and not safety. So all you Catholic social media influencers and all of goodwill, speak up against this. Use your channels to raise your voices. And all you that are subscribed to those channels, speak to them. Challenge them. That is why they are there. Again, imagine if this had been done to the Jewish people, and even they are being persecuted, sometimes without fear, or if it was trans or the Muslims, it would be an uproar, the likes of which we had never seen. This is what we must do. We must pray, we must boycott, and we must raise our voices. And there's many other things we can do: fasting, sacrifices, masses, reparation, you name it. These are just three simple things that we can do in response to this. My friends, if you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. I will see you in the next one.